Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
You'd better think.
Don Lemon from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning.
Good morning. Y'all let Mike Tyson alone this morning? Y'all figured, all right, it's early in the week, so I'm going to leave Mike Tyson alone.
Leave Mike Tyson alone? What are you talking
about? The Mike Tyson intro you had last week.
Oh, you like that.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all doing okay?
Doing good.
A Duke University professor has some ideas about why Baltimore exploded a few weeks back. He says basically, and this is my assessment, a lot of folks as well, that blacks aren't assimilating properly or fast enough and are being blindly led by liberal policies that make whites rich and blacks poor. Professor Jerry Huff was responding to a May 9th New York Times editorial called How Racism Doomed Baltimore. The editorial points to decades of discrimination in housing and lending as the major factors that caused Baltimore's recent unrest. In a written response to the editorial, Huff identified himself as a Duke University professor, writing, quote, "This editorial is what is wrong. This editorial is what is wrong. The Democrats are an alliance of Westchester and Harlem, of Montgomery County and inner city Baltimore. Westchester and Montgomery get a Citigroup asset stimulus policy that triples the market. The blacks get a decline in wages after inflation, but the blacks get symbolic recognition in an utterly incompetent mayor who handled this so badly from beginning to end that her resignation would be demanded if she were white. The blacks get awful editorials like this that tell them to feel sorry for themselves." Let me point out and tell you what the references are. The Westchester Harlem mention refers to an affluent suburb just north of New York City filled with limousine liberals who, in Huff's estimation, gives lip service to blacks, people who live in Harlem, while living in all-white neighborhoods in Westchester. Wealthy neighborhoods. A Montgomery County inner city Baltimore reference is a similar one for Maryland. Huff is saying that the white liberals in those neighborhoods who work in finance get the stimulus money, which increases their portfolios, and blacks get, well, poverty. Here's also another quote. He said in 1965, the Asians were discriminated against at least as badly as blacks. That was reflected in the word colored. The racism against even Eleanor Roosevelt, called the yellow races, was at least as bad. So where are the editorials that say racism doomed the Asian Americans? They didn't feel sorry for themselves, but worked doubly hard. In fairness, I've heard many black guests, including civil rights leaders, express the same sentiment to me on CNN. But here's where Huff goes completely off the rails and loses just about everyone, writing, quote, "I am a professor at Duke University. Every Asian student has a very simple old American first name that symbolizes their desire for integration. Virtually every black has a strange new name that symbolizes their lack of desire for integration. The amount of Asian white dating is enormous, and so surely will be the intermarriage. Black white dating is almost non-existent because of the ostracism by blacks of anyone who dates a white." Huff is not backing away from his comments. In fact, he says he believes he is right and that he is strongly against racial discrimination and that he admires Dr. King. He also says he is strongly against the obsession with sensitivity. This is a quote. "And that in writing me, no one has said I was wrong, just racist. The question is whether I was right or what the nuanced story is, since anything in a paragraph is too simple." Mm. In his question about whether he is right, is it even worth answering? I don't think it's even worth answering.
I think it's worth discussing, however. I don't have a problem with him having the right to say it. I don't agree with what he says, and I think that there are some things, you know, you can dissect from this that you can take him to task for. He's an 80-year-old man. He has lived a very long time and has his right to speak his mind. And I think that's what is the purpose of our colleges and universities. We shouldn't all be of the same way of thinking and talking and mind speak. I think what he does is start a conversation that we all too often, you know, just put off to the side, or he's trying to continue a conversation.
And that conversation being about?
About the way that we have stepped up to be a part of this society. He's right about Asians and the way that they perform in schools and the way that they have assimilated in this society in order to do better. We don't necessarily have that same overall for our people.
And I think not all Asians are doing well. He's generalizing about a group of people who they do well
educationally, but
he's generalizing about a group of people that don't necessarily do well in every single category.
But Don, overall, and when you look, and certainly not all, but certainly you're going to look at the amount of success within our communities, you're going to see that the that one group is going to do better than the other, or has done better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you can't compare racism to comparison, that black and white. It's not that black and white.
It's not.
Asians did not get the systematic racism that African Americans faced. If you look at the initial article, it talks about discrimination in housing and lending, how until the 1960s, how people of color were kept out of owning homes, how they were redlined, how they were charged more for mortgages.
Do we have the article up on Black America Web?
Yeah.
Because I want to read it.
Pushed out of different areas of owning homes, which is the bulk of your wealth. So that it's a difference when you're talking about racism. I understand what you're saying.
And
people are talking about personal responsibility and all that.
You're saying that there's a stereotype that all Asians do well.
It's a stereotype that all Asians do well.
Because you have Asian gangs, you have Asian drug rings.
And it's a stereotype that all African Americans have names that pull us back and make us not as accepted in society. I want to talk to this man. Have you spoken with him?
No, I've been trying to reach him. I want to get him on the show because he's been a professor there for decades. Now, listen, that's why I said there are many people who agree with him with some of it. And I said, but he completely goes off the rails when he talks about names. And when he talks about interracial dating, because there's a difference in acceptance between people of different colors, people of different ethnicities. But if you read some of his sayings, you say, I understand it. We all understand that there's racism. But at the end of the day, if you're old enough, you realize no matter how much people discriminate against you, no matter how many stumbling blocks, no matter how much of a hindrance, the difference really is incumbent upon you to make a difference.
I think this is going to be a discussion that we're going to be having for a very long time. And I really believe that if we take the proportion of blacks and the proportion of Asians, we're going to see the difference there.
Okay.
It's a good conversation. It really is.
All right,
let's put this article up on blackamericaweb.com and see what we're talking about.